Shalom, saints. You are welcome to Zion's Road Podcast. In the last episode, I spoke about some of the things that the Lord is showing me for the new year. And for the new year, for the new season, I think it goes beyond 2024. So one of the things the Lord showed me towards the end of last year was, you know, I saw him coming as a man of war, and he was coming to lead his people to war. And I spoke about the need for preparation. So I heard him say, prepare my people for war. And we're in a season of warfare, so we must be fortified by the Spirit of God, ready to war. So a book I really recommend in this season is The Warrior King by Anna Rantre. I read it probably like 2-3 weeks ago for the first time. It's her latest book, The Warrior King. If you are familiar with Anna Rantre, you know she wrote The Heavens Open and The Priestly Bride, which were combined together to make one book, Heaven Awaits the Bride. So, Charisma combined both books together to form a new book, Heaven Awaits the Bride. But the new book, The Warrior King, I highly recommend it. I believe it's very crucial for this season of warfare that we are entering into. So there is a lot of warfare in the atmosphere of our nations, of our different territories. And it's time to war for thrones, to see the will of God come to pass on the earth. Because for God's will to come to pass, the ecclesia, which is the church, must partner with God to bring his desires to pass on the earth. And it is not that God is not sovereign enough to bring his desires to pass on the earth, but he has chosen by his own will to include man in his counsel, right? So it's a privilege to be called into the counsel of the Lord, to intercede, to labor to see the kingdom of heaven manifested in our various territories and in our various spheres of influence. So it's a very important season, and we must understand the times and the season. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, they had understanding of the times and the seasons, right? The sons of Issachar, they had understanding of the times and seasons. So that is 1 Chronicles 12 verse 32. It says, from Issachar men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command, right? So they understood the times, and then they knew what Israel ought to do. So it's not sufficient to just understand the times. We must know what we ought to do. So by the spirit of prophecy, we can see the future. You know, spirit of prophecy, discernment. We can understand what is going on. We can see the future. But then it takes wisdom to know what we ought to do in the various seasons. So I just pray that we take on this mantle, this anointing, this sons of Issachar anointing, so that we really align with heaven's purposes for this season. So I feel like doing this, just talking about some of the things that's going to come up this new year. We are in election. This election year in the United States, and I've been saying it's probably the most consequential election in U.S. history, or maybe I should say one of the most consequential election in U.S. history. But it's no news that we are living in the last days, and the kingdom age will be birthed by birth pangs. So we are at the verge of the end of one age and the beginning of another. And And for every new age, there must be birth pangs. So we are seeing the birth pangs in the nations, and we see the birth pangs intensify. You know, earthquakes, disasters, wars, and all that. They are birth pangs because the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God, but also for the birthing of a new age. And we are in the season where the woman, like John saw in Revelation, is also groaning to birth forth the man-child. I'm not going to talk about that today because that is not what I, you know, really plan to talk about. But we are in the season of, you know, the woman groaning to put forth or to birth the man-child. That is Revelation 12 from verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. I'll talk about this some other time. But we are in a season of birth pangs. We are in a season of war. So we must yield to the Spirit of God in this season. What is God? What are the instructions that God is giving you to do? And don't just obey the instructions that are convenient. You know, because sometimes we think, oh, if it's not convenient, then it's not God. You know, well, you're lying. You know, sometimes it will push you beyond your limits so that you will see His grace manifested in your life. So that you will not rely on your own strength. So that you know that indeed there is a spirit in man, like Elihu said in the book of Job, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives men understanding. Hallelujah. So like I said, we're in election season. It's a very unique season in U.S. history. A lot of other nations are having elections this year. And I'm going to be reading a dream I had in 2020. So part of this dream has already come to pass. So I'm going to focus on the second half of the dream. So this is 7th October 2020. I'm going to read it as I wrote it. So I wrote, in a dream, I was in what looked like an American military base. So I had this dream while I was still in Nigeria. I'm going to start again. In a dream, I was in what looked like an American military base at the shore of a sea. Close by, on what seemed like an island, was a military base of another nation. And that nation was China. This nation seemed to be spying on America's base. As I watched, some Chinese were caught in the US base. So they caught some Chinese spies in the US base. It looked as if they had been working there. I saw as they were carried by a massive object that lifted them up like a crane. I felt they were being carried to the enemy at the other side of the sea. As I looked, I noticed I was seeing three children and three adults being carried. So it was like an adult for a child. We are very discreet in the US base. I remember looking and thinking, why do we have our base so close to the sea? Suddenly I saw President Donald J. Trump stand at the shore of the sea. I began to panic a little because I felt he was standing in the open and could be taken out by an enemy sniper. He stood on the shore close to the platform. So in this dream, what I call a platform is he stood at an altar. I saw what looked like an altar. Then he held what looked like a trumpet. So it looked like a trumpet. It was actually a shofar. You know what a shofar is? That is the Jewish trumpet, what they use blow during the season of Rosh Hashanah. And he began to blow it towards the enemy camp. That is the Chinese camp. I knew it was the sound of war. As I watched, I began to think. So I'm going to leave the other part because that is quite personal. Okay, so in the first part of this dream, I was in a military base, and the military base was at the shore of a sea. And it seemed like the military base was a military ship, was a Navy ship. And at the other side of the sea was a Chinese base. So I knew in this dream that the other side of the sea was a Chinese base. So on this American military base, Chinese spies were caught. And then they were carried by an object that looked like a crane. So the first part of this dream has been fulfilled already. A couple of months ago, Chinese spies were caught on the US military base. So I'm just going to try to pull this up with Google right now to see the date. Let's see, Chinese spies caught in US Navy ship. Okay, so this is August 3rd, 2023. It says two Navy sailors arrested for allegedly spying for China. So this was August 3rd, 2023. Two US Navy service members arrested for transmitting information to China. So, and take note, the news says they were Navy sailors, right? Navy men, they were caught. And in this dream, I was in what looked like a Navy base. It was close to the sea. It looked like a Navy ship. And what the news says, two US Navy service members. And from what I'm seeing, what I wrote down in this dream, I think I actually saw three. But the news says two. And then, so that is the first part of the dream, which I believe has come to pass already. And then, you know, one of the things that happened last year also was China spying on the US with the balloon. If you follow the news, the Chinese balloon that was flying all over the United States, gathering information, gathering intelligence, and it was shot down here in South Carolina. So, the second part of this dream, I began to see Donald Trump. I saw him in the Navy ship. Then I saw him walk outside. He was in the open. And I began to think, I hope the enemy won't take him out with a sniper. And then I saw him stand on this altar. I think he was standing close to this altar on the altar. And he held a trumpet, a shofar, and he blew it. And I knew that was the sound of war. So a lot of prophets have been speaking this year, saying, you know, I was in Morning Star some days ago, and Cindy Jacobs was saying we need to elect a wartime president, you know, because a lot of prophets have been saying war coming. And so I saw him sound this trumpet, and I knew, so I wrote it down here, I said I knew it was the sound of war. So I believe that is his purpose. You know, sometimes we look at the very insignificant things and we think, oh, Trump doesn't talk well. Oh. And heaven is looking at the more weighty matters. You know. Because he came with a purpose, he came with a trumpet to sound that trumpet. And one of the things that he did when he first came in, you know, was a trade war with China. So the US-China war already began, but it began as a Cold War. You know, it was a trade war. And I believe it's still going on. COVID was part of it. You know, I had a dream in 2020 as well, where I was taken to a place where I saw two men in a lab that were being sent to release the virus. So, you can follow the news. Good luck with that. You know, but as sons of Issachar, we have to have understanding. We need to have understanding of the times and of the seasons. So a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't talk well. What you should be praying and asking is, what is God really saying? Not what the news is telling you. And not what you are seeing on Twitter. Right? So I believe he has a trumpet that he needs to sound. And is the sound of war, because we are living in the days, in this era of the ego dragon war. So I had a dream also in 2020, I believe sometime in June, where I saw a great white eagle flying, but but then I saw that its right wing was injured, and I could see the right wing bleeding. I believe that was the United States, and that is what happened in 2020. You know, there was an attack on the right wing, and you know, the Eagle needs both the left wing and the left right wing to fly. So America needs both the left and the right. But there's been an attack on the right wing, and there needs to be healing and restoration, so that that eagle will be able to soar once again. So we are in the days of the eagle dragon war, the eagle America, the dragon China. So one of the things that happened in 2020 is a lot of prophets began to see dragons, you know, during the height of COVID. I remember I had two dreams where I saw dragons even over the skies in Nigeria. Another intercessor, one of the children intercessors we have in Nigeria, had visions where she saw the dragon as well soaring in the sky. In fact, she was told in the spirit before the dragon came that it was going to come. So, you know, so in the age of the ego dragon world, that is America, China. And of course, one of the things that one of the goals of China is to usurp America's authority in the global sphere. If you look at what is happening in the geopolitical arena, you'd notice that, you know, China has been advancing, especially since Trump left. You know, there's been major advancement by the CCP, the Communist Party in China, Chinese Communist Party. Even in Africa, there are train stations in Africa where you find the Chinese flag. Yeah, the Chinese flag. They are giving loans to different African nations. And of course, when those nations are not able to pay the loans, there will be consequences, and they would have to make concessions. So we are seeing the influence of the dragon spreading a lot in Africa and even in Europe, you know, and other areas of the world. So, but that trumpet needs to be heard loud and clear so that the advance of the dragon can be stopped. Because, of course, the prevalent economic and political system right now is capitalism, right? And that is what America is known for, the free market. But then what the dragon wants to introduce is communism. That is China, Chinese Communist Party, communism. And if that structure of communism becomes prevalent, you know, of course, the rights of people will be usurped. Right, I was saying what communism can do to nations. Communism, socialism, Marxism. We've seen the effects in history. We saw that with the Soviet Union. You know, millions of people dying of starvation. People's rights taken away. You can read Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. You know, we saw it with the Berlin Wall. Saw the terrible things that happened in East Berlin. And then we saw it in China with the Great Leap Forward, you know, Mao Zedong, the former leader of China, you know, his communist policies led to the death of about, I think, 70 million Chinese. A lot of people died of starvation. And I don't want to go into the structure of communism right now. But that is the world that we are facing right now. It is the ego dragon war in the geopolitical sphere. And one of the things we see happening now is the BRICS. You know, it's a combination of different nations that want to usurp the authority of the US dollar. So they want to stop trading with the US dollar. They want to introduce a new currency for international trade. And we see Russia, China, South Africa has gotten into it. I think Egypt. There are other nations as well that are, you know, I think a couple of new nations just entered into the BRICS, and the big dog in that arena, of course, is China. And COVID was the dragon extending its reach. And as intercessors, this is a very crucial year. We must intercede, you know. We must stand for liberty, we must stand for freedom. You don't pray your own opinions. You don't pray your own desires. Oh, I don't like this person. No, he doesn't talk well. Is that what God is saying, or that is your own opinion? If it's your own opinion, shove it in the toilet and flush it down. What is the Spirit of God saying in this season? You know. So we're in a very crucial season. And it's very important that the right person is elected in the United States. Not just in the United States, in other nations. But there must be intercessors. Look at what just happened in Argentina with Javier Milei, the new president that was elected. You know, he came in because of intercessors. People prayed. And they were able to stop the advance of communism in Argentina. And, you know, but before he came in a couple of months ago, they had record inflation. So sometimes people wait till things get out of hand to do the right things. We don't have to be like that. Things are already kind of out of hand, but things haven't really gone haywire yet. But as intercessors and prophetic people, we can see at the eyes of the eagle, right? And see and know, you know, if such and such is not put in place, this is what is going to happen. And we have to intercede by the Spirit of God so that justice, true justice, will be done on the earth. For the foundation of his throne is what? Righteousness and justice. So, in this, you know, one of the things that's happening right now is there's a lot of, you know, the left is doing a lot to stop Trump running again. Now, I'm not, some of you think, oh, am I a Trump fan? I'm not a Trump fan. I'm on the side of justice. And I just want to see the will of God come to pass, you know. And which leader right now in the United States can really stand and stop the advance of the dragon of China, you know? Which leader can stand right now and fight for liberty and for justice? So we really need to pray for the will of God to be done in this season. So you don't start praying when it's election season, when it's 3 months or 2 months to the election. You start praying now. And you start praying, God is going to give us more strategies in intercession. Right? And that is what we do as a church. We position ourselves to receive intelligence from heaven and intercede by the intelligence that we have received. So I've shared this dream with you. The first part already came to pass. Waiting for the second part, which will be the sound of the trumpet. And I wrote here, I said it was the sound of war. So I don't know if it's a physical war going to break out. Like I already said, war is already going on. Some of us don't just see it. There is a war going on already. You know, it began as a trade war, changed it a little bit into COVID. You know, a lot of things going on in the background. China sending that balloon over to gather intelligence. That was war. It's a cold war that is going on. You know, war comes in different ways. You know, using weapons is only one kind of warfare. There is bio warfare, which we saw, which we've seen already. There is information warfare, which is already going on. InfoWars. There is economic warfare, which already started when Trump was there. You know, so there are different kinds of war, and we are seeing all of these wars, all of these kinds of war playing out right now. You know, and we have to pray that the eagle is able to prevail, and that America is freed from the grip of the dragon, and that the poison of the dragon be removed, you know, from this nation, so that this, the heritage of this nation can be restored. And if you're here in America, don't just think about, even if you're a foreigner, don't just think about, oh, how much are you going to make, or your job, you're getting your green card. If there is no nation, there will be no talk of green card. Right? So pray and intercede that the will of God may be done. And I believe we will see the great deliverance that is going to come. And it's going to come in this season. But we need to pray. We need to intercede. We need to fast. We need to fast and pray and seek the face of the Lord and repent and proclaim the justice of the Lord in this season. So God bless you, and keep soaring into higher heights of glory. Shalom.